KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A with a room full of our concert club members. Good evening to you all. And you're here after hours, sponsored by Odell Brewing Company, so that means these guys are even happier than most audiences that we usually have. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. I'm Jody Denberg. I get the feeling that all heck is going to break loose here. Maybe I could even say all hell is going to break loose. In the best way. This band has their fifth studio album coming out tomorrow, Deadbeat Graffiti. They've got a show tomorrow night at Emo's, and all proceeds go to the Rebuild Texas Fund. That's really righteous, y'all. Way to go. We're honored to have them here. We're going to talk and catch up, but right now we're going to rock live on KUTX with Black Pistol Fire. Pistol Fire, live on KUTX, Kevin McHugh on vocals and guitar, Eric Owen on drums and synthesizer, new album Deadbeat Graffiti, and from it, Lost Cause. Thank y'all.
Thank you for having us, Jody.
Man, if I have to catch my breath, you know. I was reading the Chronicle today, because I know you guys split your time between Canada and Austin, and I was kind of trying to get the same deal. These days. And it said that you were able to do it because you're aliens of extraordinary ability. And I can vouch for that, and I can understand why I can't get the sort of deal you got. But in all honesty, how much time do you spend in Canada and in Austin?
We rarely spend that much time in Canada anymore, though. Before, in the first few years we moved down here, we were often going back and forth because of visa issues. But now we're down here. We're like, this is our home now. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Austin has sunk its claws into us. Now we can't leave. I don't know.
Well, you're out of here because next month in November, you're pretty much on the road the whole time with this record, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy, I don't know, all the way up until the end of the year. So
good.
Yeah. We're ready, though.
I could tell. Deadbeat Graffiti, where did that name come from?
You know, it's funny. I had a dream about it, and I don't know what it meant, but I had this dream that an old man was walking, and he was crossing paths with a young tyke, and the young tyke had all these books under his arm of all kinds of great writers, Kerouac, and he had all kinds of great literature, and the old man said to him, what are you doing with all that junk? It's just a bunch of deadbeat graffiti. And that's what I heard in my dream. I was like, oh, man, I love that. And I just had to, like, use it in some capacity, and then I just feel like it kind of sums up what we are.
So is it okay if we have our own interpretations?
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted.
Okay, because there's this place on 24th Street that had this great mural. Y'all know that mural over there, 24th and Guadalupe. It's just gorgeous. And some graffiti. They weren't even artists. They just kind of screwed it up. And I keep thinking deadbeat graffiti.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's the thing about graffiti is that, you know, it's up, you know, once open. It's on there, anyone can go over it and over and over it forever, you know. So, yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
We have you in this enclosed space right now. Eric, I hope that's okay because, you know, you're back there. And Eric is naked, by the way. I don't know if y'all tell. But you recently played a pretty big festival. I mean, I think that was one of your last gigs. Was a big festival I was reading about?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago we were in Chicago doing Riot Fest, which was a great festival. It's very genre specific. It's either rock, punk, or like rap and hip hop.
Do you have to get into a certain headspace if you go, okay, like tomorrow night you've got your gig at Emo's, which holds about 1,400 people, I think, and so it's a smaller concert hall, and then sometimes you're going in to play a big festival. Do you have a different thing going in your mind before you take the stage, or not really?
We always, even in the early days, anytime we got in front of anybody, whether it was two people, 20, a couple thousand, it was always to just give them the best show we could possibly give them. And so festivals are great because you automatically get in front of a large group of people, and instantly they get to hear what you're doing. So we really love playing festivals. It's one of our favorite things. Would you agree, Eric? He concurs.
Thank you, Eric. And tomorrow night's show, all the proceeds go to the Rebuild Texas Fund. That's really righteous. Were you here in Texas during Harvey, or were you guys out on the road?
We weren't on the road. We were here. I was away in California for a week, but I came back just as everything was hitting. But, you know, the reason why we wanted to do this was because this is our home now. We consider this, you know, we're Canadian, but this is our home now, and we wanted to help out and any way we could, and if we could do more, we would. So,
well, thank you for that. Tomorrow night, really nice build too, along with Black Pistol Fire, Possessed by Paul James and Migrant Kids, and that's at Emo's. New album, as you heard, Deadbeat Graffiti, and we're going to do another song from it. Which one do you think?
I think we're going to do a track called Bully.
Yeah, let's do that. Live on KUTX, you're listening to Black Pistol Fire.
Five years I've been told you were nothing but a some cold stepping stone. But you never thought that I could be the one who lets you down. So go and use me up. Every line who comes is another one to bail the deep down. I like it when you play too rough. Said I like it when you play too loud. So tell me when you're heading out. See, like it when you play too much. Tell me when you're heading out. Separate my heart from my head with a clean cut. Now it's beat up. Come and we can not win, and I'll pay no mind. Just the way I like him, bet you never thought that I could beat him on and let you down. So go and use me on every line you cross, is another one to bear the deep down. I like it when you play too rough. I said I like it when you play too rough. So tell me when you heading out. Said I like it when you play too rough. Tell me when you heading out.
On KETX, and just hours away from the release of their new album. It comes out tomorrow. And Deadbeat Graffiti features the two tunes you just heard, Bully and Lost Cause. Thanks, Kevin and Eric. Amazing.
Thank you,
Joey. Hey, you know, I was just thinking, those two songs sounded pretty different from each other. Is the record kind of like that, where every song is a little different?
Yeah, it's very different. That was the intent of the record. We wanted it to feel more like a mixtape, so it's going to be all over the place, but it'll still sound like us. Yeah.
Well, looking forward to getting it tomorrow. And really nice to have you here on the eve of its release. And you guys cut even more songs that you could even use for this record, right? There's some leftovers that we might...
Oh, yeah. We did a bunch of recording. So we're probably going to release another EP or a full album early next year, maybe February, hopefully.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at Emo's, the benefit for Rebuild Texas Fund, the release of Deadbeat Graffiti, live in Studio 1A. Black Pistol Fire, y'all. And live on KETX, this is Jody Denberg. That's it for the radio portion of our show, but we had the multimedia folks in here, so you'll be able to see this performance at KETX.org. And thanks, y'all, for coming. You're going to get to hear a few more songs right here in Studio 1A.